Country Club FM.
I gotta do this really loud because Neil's outside with our guests. Apparently they brought a gift for him because he looks like a guy who needs a gift. That's the one time that the noisemaker actually did something. It actually serves a real purpose.
It did.
Calling the cows in to be milked.
Here amongst
the rocks and cows.
Yes.
So it is the Bob Almanac here today, Thursday, January 16th. Didn't go over the audio that you'll be using.
No, we'll I'll make just it have up to guess.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
This date, 1547, Ivan the Terrible crowned himself as Tsar of Russia. Was he also the border czar?
He might have been.
Would have done at least a better job.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done any worse.
Right.
The Tsar of Russia, he basically crowned himself. He was 17 years old. His name is Ivan the Terrible. So if you're a Russian and you're like at the corner cafe and you're sitting there with a little vodka, some borscht, maybe then having some Russian tea cakes then for dessert, and you're going, who's
Not
our new...
that we're stereotyping.
Who's our new leader? Oh, it's this Ivan the Terrible guy.
Oh.
Oh, that's really nice to know our leader is the Terrible.
Right. At that point, yeah.
You'd rather have that guy that was the Bald. There was somebody, remember there was somebody, Herbert the Bald.
Yeah, that would be, much more palatable than, the Terrible,
right.
The Impaler. These are guys I don't want leading.
1919. This is the day we couldn't drink legally anymore in the United States.
Yep.
Prohibition authorized and began the 18th Amendment to the Constitution. It was ratified by a majority of U.S. states. And then it was some, 13 years later that
right.
the 21st Amendment came along and said, drink up, fellas.
Bars open.
Let's toss some bottles around like cocktail.
Right.
Tom Cruise and that Australian chap.
Yeah.
Also 1919, and what became known as, what became known as the Great Molasses Flood, a large storage tank filled with 2.3 million gallons of molasses.
Oh.
Exploded, sending a wave of molasses through the streets of Boston. 21 people were killed.
A molasses slide.
150 were injured. Now, it's January in Boston. You think it's pretty cold? You've heard the term slow as molasses?
Right.
Either the molasses was much faster than it was supposed to be, or the people were just slow running away from it.
Right. I think I could outrun molasses. I do, even at my advanced age.
Molasses, that was the state. Molasses doesn't get used as much as it used to.
No.
Speaking of rocks and cows, we used to have the old molasses lick this tank and then these little wheels, and the cows would lick it.
Huh.
Don't ask me if I ever did.
Okay.
Please don't.
Right. We'll save that.
Or the salt lick. I mean, when you're a kid, you're trying things, right?
I would imagine.
You are trying things. This state's probably why I don't get sick that often either, doing those things.
Right.
I was exposed to a lot of good stuff. Back in the day. 1943, this date, Grand Ole Opry.
I'm walking the floor over you.
Ernest Tubb, this is his original 1941 version of this song.
I'm hoping and I'm
the one we play when I get a request for it on the All Request Lunch Hour is a newer recording.
Over you.
More of a modern recording of it from the 50s. This is 1941, Ernest Tubb, and 1940. You got to know that he did this. 1943 when he made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry.
I would think so.
You know, he had his store there. He's very influential. He was the first troubadour.
Yes.
Ernest Tubb. Grand Ole Opry this date in 43. Dave Seville. You know, he didn't really stick around much to enjoy all the great success that his chipmunks would provide him.
Sadly.
All the money. Yeah, it's...
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay!
I always love how he yelled Alvin, right?
Yes.
He was just fantastic. David Seville, the one who invented Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
He sped up the tape.
The record, yeah.
And voila. How about this state? What's that? It worked out pretty well.
It really did.
Because it is still a franchise to this date. They made full feature films and the whole thing, cartoons. I'm sure it's a franchise that is worth millions. 1973, a year later.
Tanner. We gotta get Tanner.
Well, if you mean that feller in there, ain't no hurry. He's dead.
What?
Couldn't find nothing wrong with him. Had plenty of food and water with him. Heart. Just stopped, I guess. Was he a friend of yours?
No.
No, he wasn't a friend. He was trying to kill Little Joe. That's the last scene, the final scene of Bonanza. The last scene of Bonanza. Tom Skerritt played the hunter.
Yeah.
He was deranged.
It was a chilling episode.
Yes, very chilling. And, you know, a good thing they didn't kill Little Joe because we needed him for Little House on the Prairie, which was about to start.
Yep.
Even though Bonanza was being canceled, Michael Landon was okay. He had another project he was working on.
But after Dan Blocker had died the year before.
It's rough.
In real life, then that was the beginning of the end for Bonanza.
It was the 440th episode. Ooh. Certainly not as many as Gunsmoke, but it was a good run. 13 years.
Run. Yeah.
13 years. Also, this day in 79, we lost Lurch died on this date.
He was young, too.
He's only 46. Ted Cassidy. He did this, too, and I always got to remind people.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows
He's the one who said David Banner is presumed to be dead, and he must make the world think that he is dead until he can rescue, until he can cure the raging spirit that is within him. Yeah, so he did the voiceover for the intro to The Incredible Hulk.
Very nice.
As well. It's Ted Cassidy. And he passed away. He was 46. 1980 in the news.
Former Beatle Paul McCartney was jailed without bail in Tokyo today after being arrested on charges of marijuana possession and smuggling. The 37-year-old rock star was arrested at Narita Airport after almost half a pound of marijuana was found in one of his suitcases. If found guilty, he could receive 7 years in prison. McCartney and his rock group Wings were to have given 11 performances in Japan, but the tour now has been canceled.
He and Linda love their weed.
Yeah.
Because they had the thing where they were caught growing it somewhere in Ireland, right, where they were living?
Yes, I remember that.
The exact same date. January 16th, 1984, Paul and Linda arrested in Barbados for possession of cannabis.
And he learners.
And when he was in Japan, he had way more than just for his own personal use. So it's probably all the wings. As they listen to what the man said.
Right.
You know, give me another toke. Listen to what the man said. Yeah. He said, pass the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the incident that is quoted by Blake Shelton in the Playboys of the Southwestern World.
Right.
About that time, Paul McCartney was arrested in Japan. 1980. How about 87? Dick Clark.
Well, these guys are so wild that they once were banned from their record company's offices. And of course, that all changed when their album, License to Ill, went to number one. Here they are with their hit, Fight for Your Right to Party. These are
the Beastie Boys.
You got it.
Dick Clark probably reluctantly had the Beastie Boys on his American Bandstand show, Neil.
Yeah.
He was enthusiastic there, but he was a professional, right?
Yeah, and he didn't like some of the antics, I don't think.
America's oldest teenager. In fact, this was the date the Beastie Boys were on the American Bandstand show, and they were censored, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because they were lip-syncing anyway.
Right.
They could put a whole new song out, and they'd have to lip-sync to it. It'd be like putting on the hits.
Yeah.
Madonna out there, and you throw an England Dan and John Ford Coley song on the sound system. Let's see Madonna get through that.
Yeah.
Right?
There was nothing live.
It was the first time an act had been censored on the show. And you watch, the Beastie Boys are actually mocking the fact that they are lip-syncing because their DJ, DJ Hurricane, he's behind a couple of turntables. You know how they scratch?
Yeah.
the stylus, the needle isn't even off its rest. It's not even on the album, and you can see it clearly on the camera the DJ is moving the album back and forth, but the needle is nowhere close to the actual record. That's classic.
Yeah, that is good.
It's just the best. I salute you, Beastie Boys. And shame on you. Shame, American Bandstand, for all the lip syncing. And shame, American Bandstand, for having plain old microphones and then just breaking off an antenna off a transistor radio and shoving it up the backside, the business end of the microphone, and trying to fool people that was actually a wireless microphone.
Yeah, it didn't work.
When it wasn't, because there's no transmitter in there.
No.
It was good stuff back in the day, back in 87. How about 1991?
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged. This conflict started August 2nd when the dictator of Iraq invaded a small and helpless neighbor.
And President Bush, what's his name? It's Saddam. Saddam Hussein. We went from Operation Desert Shield to Operation Desert Storm on this date. Okay?
I like it.
So that's what we got. That's what happened on this date. And Saddam thought that his elite Republican Guard is going to be the mother of all battles, he said.
Mm-hmm. They weren't that
and
elite.
And we would suffer a tremendous defeat. And it was not that war is ever easy, but in comparison to other situations. And this was never a war. It was never declared, was it?
I don't think so.
They called it the Gulf War, but it was Operation Desert Storm.
Invasion.
Because I don't think Congress ever passed a war declaration. We basically were just getting Iraq out of Kuwait.
The elite guards' battle cry was, run away!
Run away, yes.
Run away!
The elite Republican Guard, 1991, was that. And a lot of people my age fought in that and were out there. In the desert, 1991. A lot of people think we should have just went right to Baghdad and cleaned things up and ended the Saddam Hussein regime right then and there.
Right.
Didn't do it, and then had to do some other stuff later.
We did.
Thank you for that confirmation, Neil. He's not the best sidekick in morning radio for nothing. What's that from?
Major League.
It is from Major League, it is. Are you ready for some birthdays? We got a great country artist here today. Tim on the piano. He played piano on Kentucky Rain, the Elvis song, which was written by Eddie Rabbit, as you know.
So good. Got his start in the clubs around Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then would go to Nashville and become a Grammy Award winner.
Well, he was a session pianist, and that's where he started.
Once in every life.
Grew up like in the Appalachians, right up in the mountains.
I think so, yeah.
Someone comes
I
along.
Have his autobiography in my office. I think provided me to Les from Anoka, gave it to me. And I haven't finished it yet, because it's almost like a song. I'm waiting for the movie to come out.
Like
that's usually what I do with books, because God gave us the magic and the true genius of TV and movies.
Right.
Who are we to, go against his wishes?
Well, you're not.
I think so.
I'm sure the book is a good read, too.
Oh, it is. I got several pages in. Ronnie Millsap is 82 today. Also.
And so we took a stroll, wound up down nice. About the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found the frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. She said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes.
Is this the biggest hit that Jim Stafford had? It must be.
Yeah, I think so.
Spiders and snakes.
Wildwood Weed.
You like the Swamp Witch.
I like Swamp Witch.
My favorite song of his is Cow Patty.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You gotta watch your step.
Somebody should request a yes.
When you know the chips are down. So that's Jim Stafford. He's 80 today.
We need a Jim Stafford request.
You got big dreams. You want fame. Well, fame costs. And right here is where you start paying. It's sweat.
Debbie Allen. Mm-hmm. For a while there, she was Ahmad Rashad's sister-in-law.
Yes.
Debbie Allen from the show Fame. She was the choreographer on the show. Wrote it. And she started. She was the main teacher there. And Debbie Allen is quite a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 75 today.
Place to be ending, but somewhere to start. No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
More songs, boy, that more
was,
music.
That was a monster.
This song stands the test of time.
For sure.
It's from the 80s, like mid-80s. Yeah, yeah. It can fit with anything that's being played these days. Sade Adu. Known as just Sade.
I didn't know that was the name of the group. Sade. I just her. But
yeah, well, she is. Well, that is her name.
Yeah.
Sade, 66 here today.
No, you're never going to get it. Not this time. Never, never going to get it.
Vikings won a Super Bowl. Maxine Jones from En Vogue is 63. Neil, what is the greatest injustice in the history of boxing?
I don't know.
It's this right here.
Well, if he doesn't win the gold off this, then I think there's something rotten in Korea, because that is absolutely one of the most dominant things I've seen.
On point, 3-2, in the blue corner.
Well, there it is. Park Si-hon has stolen the belt.
Roy Jones Jr. losing to Park Si-hon in the 88 Seoul Olympics to the Korean Park Si-hon. The fight doctor, Ferdy Pachenko, knew.
Didn't think it was close.
Yeah. And that I watched that. I mean, I'm not a huge boxing guy. I just happened to be watching it that day. And even I was stunned.
Roy Jones Jr. gave him a workover.
Oh, man, it wasn't even close. Just it was awful.
Pounded him.
Roy Jones Jr. is...
A little home cooking.
Is 56. You know, you could put five Kate Mosses together, and I would probably still be wider, because she's very skinny. Kate Moss.
Yes, she is. She's
very skinny.
She's thin.
She's 51.
Okay.
If we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all
so
the...
So this is from Hamilton, Neil. The guy that gave us Hamilton. This thing took the world by storm.
Yeah, this was a big deal.
States, what's the state of our nation? The past patiently waiting to passionate...
I didn't know Aaron Burr was black, but he is here.
Huh?
Doesn't seem historically accurate.
May not be.
But I don't think the real Alexander Hamilton, I'm not sure if he rapped.
I don't. It would predate kind of the heyday of rap.
My question is, well, when is, you know, we've done Alexander Hamilton as a musical. When is somebody going to do on a Newt Gingrich? Tip O'Neill. We need a Tip O'Neill musical.
Yes.
Come on. All right, so that's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay.
The creator and the star of Hamilton. He's 45.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
He was Dennis the Menace. Remember the 1993 movie?
Sure do.
He had Walter Matthau playing Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
He was a good Mr. Wilson.
He was a very
Walter
good
Matthau
Mr. Wilson.
Walter Matthau is an outstanding
actor. That was
perfect
actor. For him.
And the one who played Dennis the Menace is Mason Gamble.
Oh.
39 here today.
Gone, but not forgotten. The guy who gave us the Zamboni. Somebody had to invent an ice resurfacer.
Hey, I wanna drive the Zamboni.
And Martin Zeller sang about it.
Hey, I wanna drive the Zamboni.
Now remember, that's a trademark name. You just can't be calling all ice resurfacers Zambonis, because there's
right.
a company called Olympia that has a
do.
Lot out
yeah.
in the market as well, and you can't call that a Zamboni.
Right.
It's been my dream.
Well, the guy who invented it was Frank Zamboni Jr., and he was born on this day, 1901. She won Tony for Call Me Madam Ethel Merman, 1908.
Oh.
What's his problem?
It's Lieutenant Hurwitz. Severe shell shock. Thinks he's Ethel Merman.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, start now. Honey, everything's coming up.
Ethel Merman with a cameo on Airplane, Neil.
It was great. She was loud is one way, but talented.
Rambunctious.
Nonetheless. Yes, yes.
She knows how to project her voice.
Yeah, we give kudos to Ethel
Merman. She grew up in an era where she's performing in these theaters where they didn't have sound systems, or right. If they did, they weren't adequate. So she just said, heck with the sound systems. I'll just belt it out myself.
And one of the fine belters of our time,
yes.
Ethel Merman, again, 1908. Baseball Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean, along with his brother Dazzy, Dizzy and Dazzy, they won a whole bunch of games. He's a Hall of Famer. St. Louis for the Browns. I don't know if they were ever the Cardinals. I think they were later when he was with them. Dizzy Dean, 1910.
See them tumbling down.
From the Sons of the Pioneers.
He must have performed with Festus.
I bet he did.
And
Curtis, of course, played Festus and was a part of the Sons of the Pioneers. Country performer Roy Lanham, born on this day, 1923. Remember the Gorillas in the Mist?
Mm-hmm.
That the movie? She was the gorilla whisperer.
Was she eaten alive? Was she eaten alive by the gorillas?
No.
How did she die?
Well,
I mean, that would be the way to go.
She was murdered in a remote part of Rwanda.
They still think that was shady.
Yes, they do. They never really have declared who it was. Some said it was like somebody that was working with her, but I don't know that we'll ever know. It was in the backwoods of Rwanda. Diane Fossey, 1932. Michael Pataki was in many things, including some of the Rocky movies, 1938.
And he tried to take Fonzie out.
Next, we have the diabolical Count Malachi and his brother Rocco.
Let the pigeons loose!
We have no pigeons.
Ah, there, Pinky! The Malachi Crunch!
The Malachi Crunch, Neil.
Oh, the Malachi
there
Crunch.
It
was
Malachi
a submission
crunch,
hold.
And Pinky Tuscadero is about to fall victim to said Malachi Crunch.
Michael Pataki, born on this day, 1938. And actress and singer Aaliyah, 1979.
What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again?
Sad, lovely, talented lady and actress and singer in a plane crash. A plane took off and then it went down and killed everybody on board.
Yikes.
Immediately. She was born on this day, 1979. We lost her young. They're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon. You're going to be around for this one?
I am.
Today, okay.
I'm here, yeah.
Trisha Yearwood, Thinking About You.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Travis is Deeper Than the Holler. Or Martina McBride reminding us that her baby loves her.
Okay. We'll go Trisha today.
WQPM, Princeton.